Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious? I'm not really superstitious. Some people are. Either way, happy Friday the 13th. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. And did you happen to catch that Colts-Titans game? It looked like it was going to be all Titans and that they were going to cruise in this one. They kicked up Week 10 in Nashville last night, Tennessee jumping out to a 17-13 halftime lead, but 21 unanswered second-half points by Indy helped the Colts win 34-17. The Titans' Derrick Henry rushed for 103 yards, and Colts quarterback Phillip Rivers threw for 308 yards and a touchdown, and of course, he was happy with his team's performance.
We're just a team that's continuing to get better. And all the teams I've been a part of and just being around the league for a long time, the teams that are playing the best in November and December are the ones that get to play in January and ultimately you hope to play in February. So we just got to continue to improve, but we need to win along the way. And this was a huge game. Every game's huge the rest of the way out. And I love these Thursday night games, especially after a win. You get that mini bye, and then we get to regroup and get ready for Green Bay.
So, Indy now takes over first place in the AFC South as these division rivals have a rematch in 16 days. Cannot wait. All right, so now looking ahead to Sunday Night Football. It should be an interesting matchup, to say the least, as New England plays host to Baltimore. Here's the reason why. Lamar Jackson's 2,370 rushing yards are the most by a quarterback in his first three seasons in NFL history, breaking the record held previously by none other than Cam Newton. Now, earlier this week, Jackson called Cam, who also is a former NFL Most Valuable Player, by the way, the OG, Superman. Yesterday, it was Newton singing the praises of Jackson.
Man, my boy, Lamar got a gear not many human beings got. And just to see him take off, you know, I'm a fan of the game. And if I'm watching Baltimore, obviously I'm watching, you know, to see what the MVP, you know what I'm saying, is going to do. So, you know, I just respect his game so much. For him to be as successful and to make the impact, the big splash in this game, you know, not many people have done it. You know, I say Michael Vick, I say Lamar. I don't even think I'm in that stratosphere.
Yeah, nothing but love between those two. And meanwhile, Ben Roethlisberger remains on the reserve COVID-19 list after being a close contact to Vance McDonald, but he's still tracking to play Sunday. Roethlisberger will go if he continues to test negative and doesn't develop any symptoms. Pittsburgh, the league's last unbeaten team, plays host to Cincinnati on Sunday. All right, so let's stay in the AFC South because we have an update on Nick Chubb. The Browns are likely to make a decision on the running back for a potential return Sunday against the Texans. Chubb has been on injured reserve since week 4 with an MCL injury. Rams quarterback Jared Goff is looking forward to bouncing back from his 4-turnover performance in a 28-17 loss to the Dolphins when the 5-3 Rams host the 6-2 Seahawks. This is a massive divisional matchup, and Goff knows it too. He's 11th in the NFL in passing yards, and the NFC West leading Hawks have the NFL's worst pass defense. So on paper, he should have the chance to improve those stats on Sunday. The Seahawks, Saints, and Packers all have identical 6-2 records tied for the best mark in the NFC. It's anybody's guess who will represent the conference in Super Bowl 55, but we did learn some pretty big news about the big game yesterday. The NFL, Pepsi, and Roc Nation announcing that international phenomenon and Grammy award-winning artist The Weeknd will be headlining the Pepsi Super Bowl 55 halftime show in Tampa on February 7th. Definitely looking forward to that performance. Should be a good one for all to soak in. And for a complete preview of every NFL game on the slate this week, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast. You know the heroes will have to be talking about The Weeknd, right? If not, they should be. Oh, and be sure to tune in to Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys will be joined by Texans linebacker Whitney Mercilus. Lots to talk to him about. It's Good Morning Football from 7 to 10 Eastern. Of course, we'll see you then. And that'll do it for today. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.